Well, this town smells like a queer dump, and my caffeine withdrawal drives me mad. I was running on 2 hours of sleep and delirious before I started drinking. You know my life seems like a dream. You could make a sleazy movie out of it. I'm clean, straight, and smart, walking down the boulevards by night, waiting for the sun to arise after holy rocking night. I'm everywhere you wanna be, in over your head if you like. That's me, just me. Anyway, today's so-called punk rockers are keen to get MTV on the satellite dish. Wow, man, double wow. So who lives in whose past, huh? Dear dickheads, from what I understand, your last bastion is the place where yesterday's punk nobodies talk about the former days and the old school of things only they can know, and how they got to grease their hair and get hip rockabilly tats, and how social distortion changed the scene as they were hanging out the speedway they reality never saw. Ego lies, no more than that. You know who you are, and a hearty fuck you to those who are too numerous to count. And a big thanks to Real Gone Rockers for keeping me alive, although they're under constant attack of PR dumbos who got no talent to play a guitar chord. Got into cocaine a year ago, bought their first wallet chain in a pet shop, and drive around with a fancy 8-ball sticker on their fuzzy dice in their 1999 Smart Roadster, while telling the kids what's going on and playing some kind of cheesy theater like non-existing rock reality. Freedom of speech is the hell no crush for the uneducated, talentless fuck to get rich. You know, I'm an old-fashioned type of guy, so to say, I never use day trade drugs. I prefer to punch right into some beers a few times before I knock her out with the left side of my dick. So I'm a gen, ain't I? Listen up, media morons, you guys are the terrorists of real music. More like a cotton fluffy cornflake kind of terrorist. I don't know where you went to school, but a 357 is more powerful than a pen, my dear man. If you don't believe, push both items up your sorry butt and press the trigger. Still I pass them people looking more ridiculous than a pope getting an elephant dick stuffed in a butt until it wiggles out of the throat. They behave more stupid than a rabbit who has not fucked for 2 decades and trying to wank by shaking the wrong tail with orgasmic stupidness in their eyes. Just like dust in a vacuum universe, you keep believing in some monster god. Ads nobody needs, paper selling lies is truth, drowning in medicine which leads to disease. Actors of a collective brain amputation with hearts pumping piss through rotten veins, stalking to shallow pleasure domes, doomed to a wasted wave of masturbation, ejaculating some senseless shit, polluting my environment and use up the oxygen that is meant to be mine. I'm looking for bigger things, looking for truth which takes a measure of real conscience. What kind of consequence do you take when you go to work to this whorehouse you call your home? At least you get some coins for it. You're dead, mentally, like some desert thinking of itself being a jungle, an oasis of truth and justice and uprightness. Oh my god! Wait till you see that I'm right. I'll bring the gun to release the vacuum from your skulls. Your life's worth a headshot, so let's go! Ooh, baby, that was good to find some good people to party. It's been a long time, booze tasted that good. A guy came up to me and said, how much shit would a shit jacket jack if a shit jacket could jack shit? You pedophile sodomite of the apocalypse. His talking sounded like friendly fire. I was scared, shitless. I answered, hey, if a cop says, gee, your eyes look red, have you been drinking? You shouldn't answer, well, officer, your eyes look glazed, have you been eating donuts? He looked at me like a baby that occasionally eats cat rust on the neighbor's driveway, probably asking himself why his mom had left him out in the garbage can after having the placenta for breakfast. Beyond the bounds of decency, I raised my voice and shouted, hey, you pencil it, do you know how to kill yourself like a man? I puke it out and spit it back, don't try to reach my trash. A con you'll never get, thank the Lord, or I'll be fucking jobless, or my life would be a complete waste, like yours. Damn, suddenly I reveal the reason why I'm such an asshole, and my head hits the concrete of reality with a knock. I have no pity for you, go fuck yourself faster so this world will be healed quicker than it turns. I'd rather burn you all tonight by getting you napalm and hanging on to electric wires. Yeah, I know I'm arrogant and helpless and selfish. My ego is a monster like fucking God or your brain hole dildos. But I'm no cunt or son of a bitch, and I don't eat this shit. Sinners who can infect makeup for a small cock. But not me, buddy, not me. No master, no servant, nothing you find in some fucking book. I'm me and I'm good. Good night. Sleep well. Tomorrow I'll drop by.